Last week they threatened. This week they make good on the threat to go to court to stop Governor Doyle's agreements with Wisconsin tribes for perpetual gaming compacts. Assembly Speaker John Gard and Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer say this move was their last choice.
We tried, and the governor refused to work towards common ground. This is, unfortunately, the last option available to us. But this power grab is so offensive and has the potential to do damage to a lot of people in the state for a long time to come. We had to go take this step because it's the last step we have.
I am very appalled, frankly, at the attitude that Governor Doyle and his administration have used with the legislature.
The legislators want to hire retired constitutional law professor Gordon Baldwin to take the case to the high court. Baldwin believes the governor's agreement with the Potawatomi unconstitutionally expands the tribe's games.
It is our position that the governor lacks authority to change that provision of the Constitution, which, of course, is violated if we have widespread casino gaming or even one casino-type game in Wisconsin that the state can't engage in under the 1993 amendment.
Other issues of constitutional concern for the Republican majority include lack of legislative oversight in perpetual agreements. The professor will be asking the High Court to block Governor Doyle from signing any more compacts with Wisconsin tribes. He will also request an injunction against the Potawatomi compact, which has already been signed. Tom Krajewski represents the tribe.
The Forest County Potawatomi is trying to give the state of Wisconsin $84 million over the next 2 years, $34 million a year for the next 10 years. And they're getting sand kicked in their face.
Krajewski says the Potawatomi have 15 months left on the old compact. He says if the new deal is struck down, they could simply wait until the state budget crisis is over and negotiate a deal that pays less to the state. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.